have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. This is Advice for Life with Lynn. Thanks for listening. Today's issue is what to do when somebody dumps their stuff on you. What to do when somebody projects their junk on you, making you feel bad. Okay, so we're all human. We know this. Most of us project or have projected our stuff on other people at least one time or another in our lives. We've all done it. Projection looks like name calling, attacking, definitely judging, or anger. That we are, think of it like a football. We're projecting it on somebody else. And that's when we put our feelings on somebody else. We may do this consciously or not consciously, with awareness or no awareness. And at the same time, if we don't realize we're doing it, we feel justified. A lot of us do that, especially when we judge celebrities or performers or politicians, people out in front of the camera. We feel very justified to judge and put whatever feelings we're having on that person. Like we might say to our friend, can you believe she didn't invite me to her party? And instead of taking responsibility for our feelings and saying to our friend, I feel left out. I wasn't invited to the party. That's projection. Let me say that again. You get the difference? Projection would be, can you believe she didn't invite me to her party? I'm projecting on that person who didn't invite me to her party by criticizing and judging as if she made a bad choice and she's not a good person or whatever. Instead of saying, I feel left out that I wasn't invited to the party. So that's like indirect projection if that person isn't in front of you, but we all do it. And recently, somebody dumped some judgment on me and I got a chance to work through it and process it through this method that my guru has taught me. And I wanted to share that with you. But before I teach you the method, one of the best things she ever told me was don't catch the hot potato. The hot potato is the projection. When somebody lobs a criticism at you or name calling or anything, puts anything on you, when you get defensive or attack the person back, you're catching the hot potato. You have to catch it. That person's going through something. Your stuff is your stuff. Their stuff is their stuff. But if you do catch it, there is a process of how to deal with it. So let me go back to my recent learning experience, I got a chance to practice this method. So I was with somebody that I've known for a while, and we were chatting about people we knew, and we were talking about our careers, how we grew up in our careers and situations that happened and how we were young and dumb and did things differently than we would now as older, wiser. And I was feeling really safe with this person. You feel safe with certain people, you take off the protective gear. And I told this person everything about a particular story early in my career. And I was, like I said, I was feeling safe. I wanted to share this story about a work relationship from 25 years ago and how I handled that situation. I felt betrayed in my job and how I handled it as a 25-year-old woman. It's not how I would handle it now as a grown woman, more grown, seasoned. But, you know, I did my best and I was telling the story sort of like with pride, like, well, can you believe I said it that way? I would be softer now, but this is what I did. So I share the story and the response from this person was, wow, I didn't know you were so competitive. You're a bully. Bully. Immediately, that was the hot potato, the name calling, bully, and I caught it. I caught it and I was so mad at myself, but I couldn't stop. I immediately get defensive and I start defending my actions and what I did years ago. And I knew that I caught the hot potato because I could hear myself getting defensive. That's how you know you're triggered. And then I could feel my throat get all tight and I was just bothered. And, you know, we could talk about why this other person was projecting judgment on me and what that says about him. You know, that's kind of a waste of time in it when we want to improve and grow ourselves. We already know when somebody judges somebody else, it says everything about them. They don't feel good about themselves. We do this. You know, whenever I'm criticizing somebody else, I know it's because I don't feel good about myself on some level. So I understand that intellectually, but okay, here's where we do the work on us. Here's where I process and do the work on me. So first I noticed I was even triggered. And as I just told you, I shared this. I noticed I was triggered because I could hear myself getting defensive. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is how it was back then. So number one, I noticed I was triggered. Good. Number two, I named the feeling. And I didn't, I'm telling you, I couldn't do this for 24 hours. I didn't even realize this was a thing for me until I kept hearing the word bully, bully, bully in my head for 24 hours. Like, oh, I think I'm really triggered. So I noticed I was triggered, number one. Number two, I named the feeling. And I was like, okay, what am I feeling? I'm feeling angry, yes. But what's under that? I'm feeling misjudged, wrongly accused, not understood. The same old feelings I had as a kid. In fact, it brought back memories of when I was a teenager, probably like 14 or something, 13. And my sister and I were having this huge fight and my dad was trying to intervene. And he turned to me, he called me a steamroller. He's like, you're a steamroller. And as a teenager, in that moment, I believed him. He was launching a hot potato. And as a young person, I thought, well, he must be right. So I took that label and I made it mine. I'm a steamroller. I thought, and I'm a bad person. By the way, it wasn't a compliment. It wasn't like, you stand up for yourself. Good for you. No, it was, you're a bad person and you're a steamroller. So I noticed that I was having these old ancient feelings back in the day. So when I was called a steamroller, now I'm called a bully. And why am I triggered? Because there's a part of me that believes it. So third, I looked at the facts. What's true here? What's not true here? Okay. What's true? I shared an old story that I felt was one of triumph. Fact. Okay. What else? This person called me a bully. Fact. Okay. What else? A part of me believed that I'm a bully. Fiction. It's true that I do believe I did. There is a part of me that believes that person is saying is true. But it's fiction that I am a bully. Actually, like, it's like the farthest thing. I'm a lot of things, but I'm definitely not that. So that's definitely not mine. That is not my hot potato. This person is projecting his own issues on me. Fact. So I went through first, second, third. First, I noticed I was triggered. Second, I named the feeling. Oh, I noticed that the same old feelings as a kid. You know, I felt wrongly accused, misjudged. And third, I looked at the facts. What's true? What's not true? Okay. So lastly, I can create a new story. Take action. I'm going to tell a new story. Old story says, I'm a bully. I'm a bad person. My dad says I was this person. So it must be true. And I get things done by steamrolling and that's bad. Oh, and this other person says that I'm a bully because I handled a situation that was stressful as a 25-year-old. You know, no, that's the old story. New story is I am an assertive woman who speaks her mind most of the time. I try to do better. Trying to speak up more, handle situations with bravery, and who owns her mistakes and is constantly trying to improve herself. Love that new story. Great. And, you know, when I look back, my dad was frustrated with my sister and I. I look back, what was his hot potato? He was frustrated. We were fighting as teenagers. He didn't know how to handle the situation. And he went to name calling me and mislabeling me and not understanding me. And he didn't realize the damage it would do. This recent person probably had judged himself or has judged himself as a bully or had some sort of self-judgment and was just projecting and throwing his hot potato on me. And he seems to have judgments on strong women, calling them names too. And he wouldn't say the same about men. So obviously that's his issue, his hot potato. My issue is relabeling myself and seeing myself who I really am. And not believing the BS. So these four steps have really saved me. And one of the reasons why I'm sharing it with you is maybe you can relate. And it also reinforces it in my mind. So the four steps of trigger. Notice a trigger, number one. Name the feeling, number two. State the facts, number three. And number four, write a new story. So there's not really a happy ending here because I now actually don't really feel safe to share my entire world with this person. And I think actually that's okay. Maybe that is a happy ending. But I encourage everybody listening to practice being aware when somebody's projecting their garbage on you and when you are being triggered by it. Two separate things. They're projecting their hot potato on you. And when you're being triggered by it, you're catching it. That's your end. But you don't have to catch it. You don't have to believe the BS. So go through these steps when you're triggered. It will help work on being triggered, being upset, and ultimately feel better and not take garbage from somebody else. Thanks for listening. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. That's not garbage. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out. Maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think. So tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast. So your shares, your subscribes and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store and they help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.